Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16 and 17. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Our theme then is the old paths and the good way. The old paths and the good way. Is change a good thing? Well, there is no absolute yes or no response to that. It depends in which direction the change is. The time of the Protestant Reformation was a time of vast change. Multitudes of people who had never known anything but Roman Catholicism were confronted with what they had never known before, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All their lifetime, they had submitted to the papacy and the priesthood and gone to Mass. Now, here were men telling them that this was all wrong and they must come to God by Jesus Christ and trusting in his merits alone. This sharply reminds us that we cannot apply the term the old paths simply, as it is used here, simply to anything and everything that we are used to in our lifetime. If people in the 16th century had done so, then the Reformation would not have taken place and there would be no Reformed Church. By the grace of God, they were turned from the vain tradition of their fathers to the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we are used to is not the definition of the old paths, though hopefully it coincides with what we're used to in many respects, if what we are used to is according to the Word of God. The reference here is to something from which Judah had, on the whole, long ago departed. They are the paths of truth, of God's revelation, the biblical paths. Though at that time not a completed Bible, but the truth of God revealed of old through the prophets and with the divinely appointed sacrifices all pointing to the Lamb of God that would come to take away the sin of the world. Old things can be wrong things. Many of the people of this generation to whom Jeremiah is speaking had always known only a largely apostate and corrupt Judah, though the Lord had preserved a godly remnant. No, old is not automatically the best. Otherwise, we end up asking, well, how old? We, as a congregation, are not mere antiquarians. No, but what is biblically old, the revealed word of God. These are the old paths that are to be sought and to be walked in. And so the good way is to be sought among the paths of the ways of the Lord that are old in the sense of that having been revealed of old by God. These ways of God lead to that which is good. The term the good way, it means the way that is the good, the way that leads to that which is good. It's not apparently referring to the character of those who walk in it. It's referring to that to which it leads. It leads to that which is good, the blessedness of peace with God and fellowship with Him. And so the Lord, by the prophet here, means that they should seek those paths, those ways of going that collectively teach the good way, the way of blessedness and salvation. We can compare Jeremiah 18 and verse 15. Because my people hath forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up. So they were required and are being told to return to the old paths of God's revealed truth and the good way, the way of blessedness appointed by God. They must return to the old doctrines revealed by God that pinpoint the good way in which they must walk. Firstly then, the good way must be sought. The good way must be sought. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. This good way, which is to be sought, is not the popular way. It wasn't the popular way at that time. Verse 13, for from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. All sorts of people were on a very different way. The way of covetousness, the way of idolatry. God's way is, in many periods of the history of the church, the very unpopular way. The popular ways today are those still of covetousness, of sensuality at all costs, of man's assertion of his right to an unhindered and ungodly life. That is the popular way. So if you want to walk in the popular way and go with the flow, then you will never, in this generation, find the good way. Because the good way, the way of blessedness, is not, at this time, by any means, the popular way. The good way was not the respectably religious way. Last time we looked at verse 14, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. For those who wanted a bit of religion to put a better face on their ungodliness, help was at hand. The false prophets had what they felt they needed, the false cure of a grossly underdiagnosed ailment. And yet this was not the good way. Today, if you want a little religion to make you feel better, there are plenty of places in which you can find it. Why be troubled with all this biblical stuff when you can get life relief in so many places? But the problem is, the way of life relief is not the good way. It is not the divinely approved way. It does not lead to blessedness in this life or that which is to come. What is on offer is a departure from the ways of God revealed of old, and it is utterly useless and will be found to be so in the end. That's why in verse 15 we read, therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. But the good way is to be seriously sought. It is to be thought about. The text says, stand ye in the ways and see. We cannot and must not, we must not just follow the crowd. We must not just go along with the consensus. Multitudes today are following the consensus to hell. You know the journey through life. And here it's the picture of a man standing at some kind of crossroads or junction with many ways leading off it. In the journey through this life, many people do what they would never do with any journey within it. Who sets off on a journey without any thought of where they are going? Even a short journey. When you left home this evening, you had in mind where you were going, Lochbrickland, at the Covenanter Meeting House in Lochbrickland. And tomorrow, if you're going to work, you will set off with a destination in mind. You think about where you're going. But yet people go through the whole of their lives with scarce any serious thought of where it ends. Not because they can't think. You can think. You do think. You have thought about your home, your farm, your car, your job, your family. But have you thought about death and judgment? How is it that so many can think about lesser things, but not the main thing? The idea of repentance, of sin and faith in Christ, for many people, if it finds its way onto the radar, as it were, at all, it is so distasteful that it never gets a look in. It's seen as an intrusion, and they want it out of the picture as quickly as possible. But questions must be asked. It says, ask for the old path. The idea is that the man at this junction, this crossroads or this point at which roads diversify, he's not to guess at it. He is to pin it down. The truth must be sought out. Not a sort of, oh well, we'll give this a shot and see if it works, because it won't. You must get this right. You must pin down, what does God actually say about salvation? What does he say about the way to heaven? The truth must be sought so that we are clear about the way of salvation, taught in all the scriptures, taught from Genesis 3:15 onwards, concerning the Christ of God who would come to bear the sin of many, the promised Redeemer trusted in by Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the faithful mentioned in Hebrews 11, and some not mentioned. They all trusted in the coming Redeemer, the Lamb of God. Put away the man-made novelty religion. Put away any religion like that of the woman of Samaria, where Christ said, ye worship ye know not what, for salvation is of the Jews. Her religion was not biblical religion, and so it was worth nothing. The truth must be pinned down. Secondly, the good way is to be walked in. The good way is to be walked in. Wherein is the good way, and walk therein. Clarity of knowledge is important, but it's not enough. The man at this intersection must seek knowledge till he is clear as to where the way of life is. But he must walk in it. There are many people in this province still. It's changing, but there are still many people in this province who know that there is a good way, a gospel way, a way of salvation by Jesus Christ. They know people who talk of that way, and they say they hope perhaps someday they will be saved. But they have no intention of forsaking sin and coming to Christ now. But they hope that all will end happily by something happening when they have had their sinful life and death is staring them in the face. There are still quite a number of people who think that way. I hope you're not one of them. Have a good time in sin, then when life is near finished, something will happen and all will end well. This is simply contempt for the Lord Jesus Christ. It indicates that sin in the mind of such a person, sin is enjoyable, and trusting Christ is unpleasant and detestable. And yet there is a desire for future safety. That's why the devil uses easy believism to tell people they can have their sins and all will be well in the end. Either by telling them they can be genuine believers while their lives are unchanged, or telling them that salvation is at their fingertips, and when they think they've had all the pleasures of sin that life will give and death is coming, they can flick the switch and all will be well. This is a lie. You say, oh, but the thief on the cross was saved. So he was. God can save sinners late in life, no doubt of that. But repentance is not something that comes at our whim and convenience. It has been rightly said, late repentance is seldom true, though true repentance is never too late. But the idea that we can simply presume that repentance will come is quite wrong. And the idea that postponement in the mind of an unconverted sinner is somehow neutral and harmless is also quite wrong. The desire not to come to Christ now is an expression of wickedness. So knowing where the good way is not enough. The devils can know that, but they're still devils and still damned. It must be walking. There must be believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, resulting in a life of discipleship. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. That is the first effect of a new heart, is to trust in the Saviour, Jesus Christ. And that faith in Christ brings with it turning from pride and sin and a submission to Christ as King over us. The good way is to be walked in, not just known about. It must be known, but it must be walked in. Thirdly, the good way is where rest is found. The good way is where rest is found. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your soul. Ye shall find rest for your souls. Why is it that men and women do not naturally have rest, peace, that wholeness and blessedness of which this is speaking? Well, there are several reasons, but they all come down to one reason. It's because man is a sinner. We can divide that up a little. Sin fails to give what it promises. We've often said sin never satisfies those who love it, and so it is. It satisfies even less those who are born of the Spirit, but it doesn't satisfy those who love it. Those who know nothing but sin, they're still not satisfied in sin. Those who have never had a flicker of the life of God in their souls, yet still that sin they crave and love, it's always only momentary in its satisfaction. There are pleasures of sin, the scriptures make that clear, but there is no lasting satisfaction in sin. The devil was a liar, a father of lies, and a murderer from the beginning. And he still, and the sinful nature of man still, promises that blessedness will be in sin. You shall be as gods. You'll be in a much better position if you strike out. And so it goes on, that men and women live out their days, ever striving but never attaining. Perhaps some particular sin, they think, if only I could enjoy this particular, they don't call it a sin, but something that the Bible calls a sin. They say, if only I can get this, then I'll be satisfied. But they spend much effort. Perhaps they never get there. But if they do get there, it's such a disappointment. We've often remarked, don't feel envious of the rich wicked. They get through all their aspirations to sin rather quickly. Others are striving, but they've been through it all. And there's nothing left in the ways of sin to even strive for. That's why rich celebrities do outlandish things. They've done all the ordinary sins. More run-of-the-mill sinners, they're still trying to work their way through the range. But the rich and powerful, they've been through it all, and there's nowhere to go. Sin does not satisfy. And there is no peace with God in these ways that are not the good way. There is no reconciliation to God. And so there is the fear of death. All their lifetime, through fear of death, subject to bondage. Today, there are great attempts to sanitize death, to make death seem normal. You say, but it is normal. Well, it's universal. In that sense, it's normal. But it's not normal in the sense that man by creation was created to die. Physical death is part of the wages of sin. But now, since man hasn't been able to get rid of it, there is an attempt to make it pleasant, to make it acceptable, to make it mature to view death with equanimity. And so we've got euthanasia, there's various vague spiritualities. We have the celebration of people's lives. But it's also hollow. So utterly hollow. And yet, no one wants to break ranks and say at the celebrity funeral or whatever, no one wants to say this is nonsense. This is meaningless. This is dreadful. And I'm still as afraid of death as I ever was. The celebrity dies and the fellow celebrities, they come to the lectern and they read a poem and everyone pretends that it's lovely. But most of them are still scared. It's a pretense.
It's a sham.
But only in the good way will you find rest for your souls. The way of believing on Christ, who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Fourthly, the suicidal alternative to the good way. The suicidal alternative to the good way. Verse 16. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, Hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, We will not hearken." Some knew the way. Some were confronted with the way. The Lord sent watchmen, prophets, warning them and telling them to seek the good way. But they said, "We will not walk therein. We will not hearken to the sound of the trumpet, to the warning." Have you been taught the way of God through the crucified Redeemer? And when you hear it explained again, you say, "Oh yes, I know that." And yet in your heart you're saying, "We will not walk therein." There is no happy and blessed alternative. There is no even tolerable alternative ultimately. Verse 18, "Therefore hear ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish." There is no blessed alternative to the good way. There is salvation in Christ or damnation without Christ. God will be glorified in the eternal state of every one of us and of every human being. He will be glorified in the salvation of his people, and he will be glorified in the damnation of his enemies. But he will be glorified. Isaiah 28 and verse 18 shows us that God will destroy all the false promises that men give themselves or give one another, or listening to Satan's suggestions, he will destroy their promises. Verse 18, Isaiah 28, "And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it." They thought they had their own way of avoiding the judgment of God. Yes, it's speaking of Judah in this world, but what is true of God's judgments on a people in this world is true of individuals in that which is to come. And they thought they had it all sewn up. They'd got it worked out. They had a plan. They could claim, yes, we have thought about what lies ahead. And we have a plan. But it wasn't God's approved way. And it would give no deliverance. You might say, well, I have my religion. I have my ideas that are a little different from what you're saying. But surely it'll be all right. But it won't. If it's not according to the scriptures, it won't. Your plan is no good. Salvation is of the Lord. And it is in the Lord's way. He decides what is the good way. He tells us what is the good way. And everything else is the bad way and leads to misery. You must turn from your thoughts and your ways. You must seek the old paths, the revealed truths of God, and the good way of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, who bore the sin of many. You must turn from your vain thoughts and think the way God thinks and has revealed in His Word, that acceptance with Him is through Jesus Christ and in no other way. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. O then, do not say, or do not say any longer, we will not walk therein. Amen.